Welcome to the fourth edition of Rossville Remembers Oral Histories, brought to you by the Rossville Community Library, recorded on July 11, 2013. Part of the mission of this project is to collect, record, and share Rossville stories, both old and new. Today, Taylor McCullough and Nick McKenzie are with us, sharing their memories of starting up the Rossville swimming pool.
I remember when I was at Nicholas's house and we were sitting and just actually kind of playing around because we were in, what, fourth grade?
Fourth grade, yep.
And Nick had the idea that we should start fundraising to build a swimming pool. So we made a list of fundraising ideas that we would do if we were to build a swimming pool, and we kind of gave it to our moms.
They were really kind of excited about it.
Yeah, so they didn't laugh at us or anything. They actually thought it was kind of
a good idea.
So we then made a survey to take to our classes in our fourth grade class if they would like a swimming pool, and they were to circle yes or no.
They were pretty unanimous on a yes.
Yeah. So just, I think, as any kid would be now, that if we asked them, they would want a swimming pool. So then right after that, people heard about our idea, and
the Rossville Swimming Pool Task Force got assembled. The Kathy Fox family gave a really good donation in the beginning. They got everything started off.
Yeah, and we had about, I think, 10 members of the task force. And since Nick and I had the idea, we got to be the co-chairs. Mm-hmm. Probably the youngest co-chairs of any task force that there ever was.
That's for sure.
So after the task force was started, it got going pretty fast.
A lot of donations started coming in really fast in the beginning.
We started collecting cans, which was really good because everyone in the community could give cans and everybody felt that they were contributing something to the pool project. So we would have a can collection day where everybody would set up their cans at the end of their driveway and we would come pick them up and we would send them into Topeka to get recycled and we get money back for it. That was probably one of our best fundraisers as far as getting the community involved.
Definitely the most well-known one.
Yes. We did a lot of TV interviews because of our cans, and I know a lot of my family members thought, oh, you'll never build a pool just by collecting cans, but it was a big part of what we did.
And we followed that up with several different fundraisers, like the Splash Bash Auction and the Garage Sale. And grants from the community started coming in. And the Potawatomi Indian Nation gave a good one. And sure enough, the pool got built.
It was in 2007 when we built the pool. In July was when we had our opening. Mm-hmm. And we didn't have a pool house yet. We just had our pool and we didn't even have a slide. So it just kind of started off slow. And then I think it was the summer after. So in 2008 was when we had our big grand opening where we had the slide and
the bathhouse.
And I think it was in 2008 that Nick and I started to be lifeguards at the pool, and here we are. And
been there ever since.
Yep, 2013, we're still here, so it's been a fun project.
Yeah, it's been a good time.
Thank you for listening to this Rossville Remembers Oral History podcast. For more information or additional recordings, visit our website at www.rossvillelibrary.org.